aggression committed in the UK. They were detained on a warrant issued by a court in London. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the allegations date from between 2012 and 2015.
I understand from lawyers representing those alleged UK victims that they got wind of information last week that the brothers were planning to flee. And that seems to have prompted what's happened today.
The Tates say the allegations are bewildering. Vets' fees are going to be formally investigated by the competitions watchdog. The CMA says an initial review found pet owners may be paying too much for care. The government has committed to building new gas-fired power stations in the UK. Ministers warn that a failure to replace ageing plants would lead to blackouts. Energy Minister Graham Stewart says we need new power stations.
Around half of the existing fleet is expected to reach end of life before 2035. So between some new gas-fired power stations and the maintenance of the old ones, although they will be used less and less of the time, they're there to provide that balance when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine.
More than 900,000 people in England who didn't get their MMR jabs as children are being invited to get vaccinated in a catch-up campaign. It will include young people in Greater London, Manchester and the West Midlands. Aldi is going to raise its shop workers' pay for the second time this year. The supermarket chain says the base rate for store assistants and deputy store managers is going to rise from £12 to £12.40 an hour from June. And in sport, Novak Djokovic suffered a shock defeat at the Indian Wells Tennis in California. The world number one was knocked out by Italian Luca Nardi. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Very rainy out there today. Rotten rain and a lot of flooding on the roads as well, on the little side roads, you know. 13 degrees, heavy rain and a gentle breeze. Going to be like that for most of the day and very overcast. So just watch yourself if you're travelling down the lanes as there's lots of surface.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Hey, I'll pretend it's 10, shall I? It is actually 11 o'clock. So I'm starting the show again. We'll pretend it's an hour ago. I was in on time. You know what? I actually look quite nice. I've got red lipstick on. I've got my orange jumper, nice and bright, Michelle. Got out of the car, stepped in a puddle, which wasn't particularly the best thing in the world, but never mind. I managed to swim my way into the studio and sit down, and I'm now relaxed and ready for the show. So you've got me for the next 2 hours, plus my guests coming up at 11:30, JCass and also Bajinder. Now, JCass will play on the show a lot. He played him over the last couple of years, and he's based up in, I would say, sunny Sheffield. Does listen into the show as well, which is always lovely, and supportive on socials. And I'm really lucky. I speak to some amazing musicians, and they become sort of long-distance friends, because I always want to know what they music they're doing, and they send me their music in, and you get that connection. And you know, if I know they've got a song out and they haven't contacted me, I'm like, what, why haven't you sent me your latest song? They go, oh, sorry, yeah, oh yeah, better get that, or the manager will send it, I didn't realize, you know. Well, where is it? Why haven't you sent it to me? Why are you not appearing on the show? I do get a little bit, yeah, I do get a little bit feisty like that sometimes. Not in a bad way, but you know. You know what I mean? I can't help myself. I feel like they're my babies, you see. And I get excited because I'm a musician myself. And, you know, I am interested in people's music and what they produce and what they do. And I get to hear so much fantastic original music. There's just so much of it out there. It's unbelievable. Yesterday, I had two tracks. In fact, I've got it as a first play today, because I snuck it in yesterday, which is Ed Rome's The Vendetta, which is out on the 1st of April. I've got it really early, and that is superb. And then also yesterday, I played out, where has it gone? Platinum Mind, with, where can I find it? Why has it disappeared? 1974, which is awesome. And in fact, you know what? I think I'm going to start off with this. This is Platinum Mind featuring Marina Flo with 1974.
waiting for the bus, the number 16, Cricklewood Broadway to Edgware Road. I have no idea when it's coming, because it's 1974, with only the bus stop timetable to give me a clue. That's how it was in those days. We just waited. If it came, it came. If it didn't, we walked. Often they came in pairs. Hold tight, please. Ding, ding. We're on our way. Wait a minute. There's a bloke running. He grabs the pole, jumps on, smiles. That's how it was in those days. Mostly, I sat upstairs. I don't know why. Once I sat downstairs, someone was rude to me. On the other hand, things happened upstairs too. Still, that's where I sat. You could smoke upstairs. That's how it was in those days. Fares, please, the conductor called as he moved around the bus. I loved the ticket machine, worn like an oversized necklace, clicking and clunking, dispensing curved tickets, all off a roll that occasionally ran out. Combined with the leather money bag, a perfect match. Change given. That's how it was in those days.
That is such a clever song. I love that. Coming up next is one of my favourites as well. I'm loving Ariana Grande with Yes and...
Yeah. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Now, Ed Rome is back. I can't wait to share his new EP with you. His track called The Vendetta is going to be out on the 1st of April. And we've got exclusive play on it at Phoenix FM on Eat My Brunch. So thanks very much to Ed. This is absolutely brilliant. I'm loving it. Here is Ed Rome with The Vendetta.
Make amends and it'll fester. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What a tune. This one is going out to Tony, who's listening in, working. This is Jason Derulo and Michael Bublé. This is Spicy Margarita. Was it Margarita?
You're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Cabo, met that girl in Cabo, wearing Ferragamo. We was going shot for shot for shot like Desperado. Snuck into the bathroom, she might be a problem. I should probably stay away. Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
Hey, you're my spicy margarita, babe. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 sha. I ain't just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Morning, sex me in the morning, put on a performance. I be going shot for shot for shot, she think I'm Jordan. But she screamed a ruler, my ego enormous.
Filling up your body, babe.
Girl, you crazy, couldn't even wait for the room. Shaking, shaking, trying to keep up with you.
You're my spicy margarita. Burn my tongue, make me shake. Mix it up or give it to me straight. Turn me on, make me say.
Sha, 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 sha. I just can't stop. You're the only one I want.
You're my spicy margarita, baby. Burn my tongue, make me say.
Hot enough.
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, you should take it off.
Is it hot enough?
Yeah, it's hot enough.
Should I take it off?
Yeah, you should take it off.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. It's been horrendous around Thurrock today because of problems, an incident actually, which has been on near to the Dartford Bridge, or on the Dartford Bridge itself. It's got here severe delays, 30 minutes delays, easing A13 westbound between the A1089 Tilbury Baker Street interchange, M25 Junction 30 Lakeside. Average speed is 15 mile an hour. Severe delays due to an earlier police incident on the M25 QE2 Bridge clockwise after Junction 31 on of the A, bear with me one second, the screen has just frozen. Right, can you bear with me? Congestion 2 before Junction 28 of the A12, still A13 queues past Wennington, and also heavy delays through Averley Perfect, Thurrock, South Ockenden, all round the area, absolutely jam-packed. As you're coming down from Brook Street roundabout, it's a little bit busy getting onto the M25, and you've got delays of 31 minutes, but they're easing. M25, Junction 29, A127, South End Arterial Road, and also on Watton's Green coming down from there onto Brook Street roundabout. A1023, not too bad, but very busy now around Wilson's Corner. The A12 is not running too bad. Still got the roadworks there between Junction 13 and 16. 40 mile an hour speed restrictions, and there are some nighttime closures. But if you can avoid going towards the Dartford Bridge at the moment, and all around sort of Lakeside area, North Stifford, Averley, Thurrock, if you can avoid it, you'll do yourself a favour, because all of the side roads are all jammed too. Absolute nightmare.
Do, what you say, what you feel. Do, what you do, let your head to the heel.
Here we go.
Do, what you say, what you feel. Do, what you do, let your head to the heel.
Sometimes life can be a burden, trying to stay one step ahead. I feel the world upon my shoulder each time I'm standing out on the edge. My hopes have all deserted me.
like they're washed away in the sand. And it's hurting my pride, trying to survive, but I know that I stand a chance when you lay your hands.
What you say, what you feel.
Oh, yeah.
What you have,
give
it here.
'Cause it's the only thing I have that still makes sense. Hands on me.
What you do, what you say, what you feel.
Getting longer now, and I'm too far away from home. Instead, I gotta keep on moving on, but I can't do it on my own.
Baby,
keep my head above water. Help me swim for my life. 'Cause the game is getting harder, the strain is getting stronger, and I can only face the fight when you lay your hands.
What you say, what you feel.
Oh, yeah.
What you have,
give it here. 'Cause it's the only thing I have that still makes sense.
Oh, baby, when I call it down, give me love and affection. Keep telling me, show me the way. Oh, if you see me falling down, lift me up from the shadows. Will you take me away to a better place?
When I'm in my darkest hour, be by my side. Turn the tide into the suffering phase. When life is getting me down, close to defeat. Come and lay your hands on me till I'm healed again. Rediscovered my strength. Those bitter blues are gone. Oh,
feel the pain, feel the strength. Some
more.
Now we do Jay Cass coming up in the next couple of minutes, and Bajinda as well. But in the meantime, here is Rufus and Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
know that you like it, yeah.
She's still sounding absolutely incredible. In fact, I think she's retired, she said. I was watching her post the other day. She wants to spend more time with her grandkids. We don't want her to do that. We want her singing on stage. Now, from one superstar to another, I'm really happy to be joined on Zoom by producer, songwriter, rapper, J-Cass. Good morning, lovely.
Good morning, Michelle. Good morning, everybody.
Hello. It's wonderful to speak to you. You've been on the show a good few times since you first sent me in your tracks, or good few years ago now, isn't it?
Maybe 2-3 years now.
Yeah, probably. It's probably on the 3-year side of things. Time goes so quickly. I think it was during lockdown, actually, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was.
Which seems like a memory. Now, Pajinder is hopefully joining us. A little bit of confusion because I think I might have sent him the wrong link, but I've just sent him another link. So hopefully he'll come and join us.
Yeah, I hope so. Because he's been looking forward to this interview all week.
Well, I have sent him the link. So he's got the link. So hopefully he will appear.
Yeah. I hope so.
Oh, no, that'd be terrible if he doesn't. I feel really bad.
I'll have to represent on his behalf.
Yes, you will do. Now you've got your EP out called Dream Life 2, which came out on the 1st of March. The track Come On Down is the first release, but I have been loving, Can I Live, featuring, I think it's Brianna Marin and Pajinder, which I absolutely love. It's so classy.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, before we talk about that, you're up in sunny Yorkshire, but I've seen on your Instagram you've been going to Portugal quite a bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm always back and forth from Portugal. there's nothing quite like escaping the good old British weather.
Does it give you inspiration to do when you're out in the sunshine? Because the weather here has been pretty appalling.
Oh, most definitely. But the last two times I've been to Portugal, it's been raining, but I prefer the rain over there than to over here.
Yeah. I do. I keep looking at your socials going, he's off there again. You know, what's he doing? He's writing over there or doing what? I'm so nosy. So you've got this Dream Life 2, which came out in March. Tell us about the EP, and because you've collaborated with quite a lot of artists on this, haven't you?
Yeah. So this is the second edition, Dream Life 1. I released, I think, was maybe 2018. And so this is the follow-up. It's like a continuation project with a producer called Dream Life. So I just had the idea of do a Dream Life continuous project until God knows when. So, but yeah, the second installment, it features a lot of Portuguese features. Like there's Come On Down featuring Lucas Garces. There's Ultimate featuring another Portuguese artist called Cog Incognito. And also Pajinder Emerson. He's Portuguese, but he lives in Leeds.
Oh, right. And
he's up in Yorkshire. And then there's Fatima X. She's from Sheffield. And there's also Jay Bravo, a.k.a. Bruce Leeds. He's another Leeds artist. So, it's pretty much a laid-back conscious type hip hop, lo-fi vibes.
And Fatima's been on other tracks with you as well, hasn't she?
Oh yes, yeah, she's on Royalty, and yeah, she's on a couple of new projects I'm going to release this year as also.
Yeah.
So you'll be seeing more of her.
And I really loving Brianna's voice as well. It kind of, because you've gone going into the rap, and then you've got the really hooky chorus, which are just, you know, it's just lovely. And her voice just really, it stands out. And it's not like an oversung kind of, you know, which I don't particularly enjoy. It's just really melodic and just hits you, and you can hear every single word she's saying. You get the pictures in your head.
Yes, she's an exceptional songwriter. She's pretty popular. She's from America, actually. I think she's based in, I think she was in Chicago, then she moved to Los Angeles. But she's a top tier singer. I love her voice.
So,
and the way she performs and delivers stuff, like you say, she has a nice sound.
Yeah,
a very nice sound.
Yeah, she really does. When you're working on a track like "Can I Live," how did it actually sort of start out? Was it, were you in the studio sort of like doing some drums, and then did she come in and do like the melody, and how what input has Pajinda had on it?
So actually, Dream Life already had the hook on the track, so he like pre-producers with a lot of vocal artists, and I was like, oh, I like that one. So I reached out to him and said, oh, can I use this track? And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And then that was it. I just fell in love with it. I penned my lyrics. I had the track sat down for about 6 months. So I'm like, I need somebody else on this besides myself on 3 verses. And that's when I reached, I thought, oh, let me try Pajinda, because I met him at Leeds. When did I meet him? I met him in 2021, I think, at the Leeds Black Music Festival, and we've kept in contact. And I said, "Oh, I'd holler you for a collaboration," and this was the perfect track, and it came through, and it delivered for me.
So, are you going to be going out and actually gigging this? Have you done any sort of live? Are you going to do any sort of live performances, or is it not really feasible?
So last week was the release date, and the release date happened to drop on, I had a show in Porto, and it was also my birthday that weekend, so I had like a celebration of my release, my birthday, and the release of the project and my birthday all in one weekend. So I performed a couple of tracks off that. And also this Thursday I'm performing at Leeds Beckett University Students Union for the Global Village annual celebration.
Oh,
if I got that right.
Yeah. Gosh,
that was a lot to say.
How many tracks are you going to be doing?
Probably one or two.
Yeah.
It's a pretty condensed performance, so I'm going to cram like a mega mix in.
Yeah. That goes on for 45 minutes.
Yeah, last year I did the same showcase. You know, it was a very special moment. We had the whole place doing Zumba by the end of, when it came to my performance, everybody was doing Zumba.
And what track was that to?
Yeah, that was to Rio. I don't know if you've heard Rio, but yeah, that's like my party finisher, the show ender, the show stopper.
So with your music, because we've got Beyonce obviously in the country charts at the moment, which is phenomenal. Uh-huh. Great track. Do you feel now it's you can, because you do sort of diversify with your music. You don't really stick to one genre. You do sort of broaden, sort of go out if you listen to some of your music, and it's acceptable for artists to do that now. And years ago they would have said you can only be R&B, only be soul, only be rock. You mustn't go outside of it. But it's changed.
No, as a creative, that's what you're supposed to do, like explore and go beyond your boundaries. So I don't understand why people try and pigeonhole artists into certain genres. I'm like, you can't do that with me. I like to experiment and have fun with creating stuff.
How difficult is it? We always talk about this, being an independent artist, of things, because we spoke first off during lockdown, which was a terrible time for artists. Really good if you're creative, because people were sort of working with each other long distance and creating music, but actually to sort of, getting out there and earning money. So what is it like for you at the moment, and how's everything going with like Spotify, socials, all that type of thing?
Well, I've been adapting to certain situations, like revamping my Instagram page and trying new marketing techniques. But since the new release, I've seen a lot of activity on my a lot of streaming activity, so that's a good thing. And I think it's just the way you present stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And also, sometimes I'm not really too bothered about the streams and the downloads, because I just enjoy it. Regardless of what's happening in the music business world, I'm always going to be creating music anyway. So it's a case of, you know, I create it, put it out there. If the people like it, they like it. I might tinker with certain marketing aspects of it. But ultimately, I do it because I love it.
Yeah, and you know, if you're out there and you're a musician, don't get put off by Spotify and Apple, because
I think
one of mine, I had two listeners, I think, last week, and that was probably my highest goal. But I sort of went, yeah, and then you get people. But you know, if you've got your fan base, they'll come to see you, they'll buy your merchandise, they'll support you in other ways. And really, if you've got your core fans, that's the people that love what you do.
That's it. That's all you need. And, you know, like I always say to people, when people always hold on to music, I'm like, put it out there, because you never know who's listening and for what reason.
Yeah. And it's fresh ears to somebody who hears it for the first time.
That's it.
You know, always.
You could have a track that's 5 years old, and if somebody new comes along and hears it and be like, oh, I like that, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Music's never old. It's never old.
So if people want to support you, you are all over social media at JKAS Music, J-K-A-S Music. So you're on Instagram. You're on Facebook. You're on TikTok.
I'm everywhere where you are, basically.
I loved you. What do you think of TikTok? If you don't know about TikTok out there, if you're not joined or gone on it, it is a blast, isn't it?
It is. It's one of those. I'll have days when I'm like fully on it, and then I'll have other days when I'm like I'm a more Instagram person. Mm. But they say spend time on the platform you enjoy doing work on best. So I see you a lot. You are on TikTok a lot, so you know I can see that's your favorite platform.
Yeah, it's a bit easier. Sorry, I've been all out of sorts this morning. As you know, I got caught in a traffic jam for an hour and 40 minutes before I come in. So everything's gone a little bit off kilter this morning. Sorry about that. A nice big phone going off in the background. I shall cut that out of the interview when I edit it. So if people want to get hold of the EP, it's obviously on download. Is there any physical copies? Are you doing that or not at the moment?
No physical copies. It's strictly online, so nobody can complain. Then because when I've had physical copies in the past, everybody's been like, Why is it not online?
Mm.
So I'm like, all right, then I put everything online that everybody has for physical. I'm like, you know, I just stick to the digital right now.
Is it on Bandcamp digital, or is it just iTunes and Apple?
iTunes, Apple, Amazon, Pandora, TikTok. But I am considering Bandcamp. I was actually on there this morning sorting out the admin.
Yes. Yeah. And for people who don't know what Bandcamp is, if you ever hear any of the musicians on my show, most of them who are independent are on Bandcamp. And what you can do, rather than going on Spotify, which you can listen to the artist on, and Apple Music, etc., you can go to Bandcamp and you can buy the track from about 79 pence, or you can pay what you like for it. And also, if you've got an EP, and you can download it digitally, and that just helps an artist. And then you can get on a mailing list and find out when they're doing gigs and stuff that's coming up. So Bandcamp is really, really good, and the money goes to the artist. So that 79 pence, you know, or what you might pay for a cup of coffee, support somebody, you know, creating more music.
Yep. Everybody should support independent music.
You know, I think it's getting worse, JKAS, because for music, I think it is, in a way.
Yes, yeah.
Because you've got like a very, very small amount of people that are at the top, and then there's everybody else underneath. And it just seems to be, you know, record companies spending money on these big, like the big artists, and then everybody else underneath. And a lot of the mid-sized bands, who you would think have got very, very good followings, they might have 200,000 or 300,000 followers or more, they can't go out and do gigs because they can't afford to do them.
That's it. Well, me and my friend have been listening to a few podcasts, and it seems to be a big shift in the industry going on right now. So I'd keep tabs on what's happening, because it's going to affect a lot of people. Mm. But it could be a blessing for the indie artists. But looking in the grand scheme of things, so
yeah,
it's good to keep tabs on what's happening.
Oh, but it sounds really depressing now.
sorry, people.
Now, is this Emerson? Would
Emerson,
that,
yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see if we can get... This could be Bajinda. Let's see if he's...
Yes.
Is he there? I think... I'm hoping. Well, we'll see if he's got his microphone on. He's just appeared in the room. And it's a shame because he was looking forward to the interview.
I see him. He's there.
He's there. Can you hear us? Come in.
No.
Hello. Yay. Hiya. You've joined in on the interview. How are you, Bajinda? Yay. How are you?
Sorry, guys. Sorry for being delayed.
That's all right.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. We're just having a good old chat with Jay Kester about the EP, and I've been loving the track "Can I Live," which you feature on with Brianna. So, how did tell us about what your involvement is on that track?
Well, basically, I was invited by Jay Kess. It was a surprise. Met him in Leeds. I was working actually on new music. I'm part of a group that is from Portugal, and we were working on a music video at that time. And that's when I crossed with Jay Kess. He was a friend of one of the guys that was featuring in the videos, and we were introduced to each other. We started listening to my work. I started listening to his work, and yeah, we just find a few things in common. Both of us love the Wu-Tang Clan. So, yeah, from that point, we started just trying to find a track to feature on each other. So he found this one. He presented to me. I love the track. I love the idea. I love the topic. And, yeah, I couldn't wait to put my rhymes on it.
And what's the music scene? Because you're in Leeds, aren't you? But you are from Portugal, you said, but you're in Leeds at the moment.
Yes, I am in Leeds at the moment.
I know, but I sound depressed when I say that. I love Leeds, by the way. I just don't like the weather. The weather in Essex is not too good either.
It's a lovely city. Lots of students, very young.
Yeah, very vibrant.
Environment.
Well, what's the music scene like over in Portugal?
Well, I can say that the Portuguese market is growing a lot in the last years. It's been growing a lot. Just you can see in Jay Kess's project, in his EP, there is I think three artists from Portugal, me and two more. So I think it shows how much the artists and the culture from Portugal in terms of music is expanding all over the world.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, we will get done. I always chat to Jay Kess. He's always supportive of the show. I love his music and just his vibrancy for life. Sometimes I get a little video with me showing the weather. We do a bit of a weather check. But it would be lovely if you ever get the chance to come down. Maybe you can do a gig or something, a Hot Box. That's a fantastic venue in Chelmsford. Maybe you can come down and do something like that. We'll have to get you live in the studio to do some stuff.
Yeah, I would love to do that. I can't wait.
That would be amazing. So, Dream Life is out now. Hopefully, it might be on Bandcamp as well. Fingers crossed that will get sorted. But at the moment, it's on Spotify and Apple, and you can download it and listen to it. But if you do like any music that I play on the show, including this track, Can I Live, then you can hopefully download it on Bandcamp and pay a couple of pence and make a musician happy.
That's it.
The artists.
And just to say for yourself, Bajinda, you said you've got your own sort of work project band thing going on. So tell us a little bit about that and where people can find you as well.
Well, I'm an independent artist. I started making music some time ago, but like seriously, I can say from 2017. And I always did it by myself, and I think it was in 2022 I was invited to be part of a group that, you know, I think involves many artists from different countries with the same language. Mm. So people from Angola, Portugal, Brazil, a lot of people is involved in that project. And yeah, I was very, very lucky to be invited, and I'm glad to be in it. So since then, we've been working on our own projects. I've been working on my individual projects as well. Never stopped on that. But yeah, lately I've been giving more focus in the Wubuntu. It's called Wubuntu. That's the name of the group, Wubuntu I Am.
I won't try and say that. How do you say
yeah, you know Wu-Tang Clan?
Yes. Oh, right, okay.
Wubuntu.
Can you spell it? Can you spell it for us, Bajinda?
Yeah, it's Wu, so W-Wu, yeah?
Yep.
W-Wu, then B for better.
Yep.
U, N for November, T for Tango, and U. And Buntu, basically, it means it's a word that comes from South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Ubuntu, it's a philosophy and a way of living they have there. Basically, it means I am because you are. Ooh. And the name of the group is all about that. It's all about that philosophy, the idea of the group, the ideology. It's all around that topic, I am because you are.
We
are just trying to, you know, and in fact, I'm not going to lie. I believe that this philosophy is so beautiful. But I feel that some way we are all learning how to be that, because we all come from different environments, different educations. And sometimes it's difficult to implement that philosophy because we have our backgrounds, our habits. And sometimes it's difficult to flip, to just, you know, become something different. But it's a beautiful ideology, and I believe that we should promote it as much as possible. And, you know, who knows, one day it becomes something really, really normal in the world.
Ooh, Jake S. and Bajinda, I could talk to you all day, both you. You're wonderful people. I can see why you both got on really well. You've both got the same, you know, spiritual kind of feeling about you. That's what I have when I always speak to Jake S. And you put out a lot of goodness. I know you do, Jake S., because you've just got that kind of nature about you. And it's sort of, even though you're on Zoom, you can always pick up sort of, I don't know, you just pick up an essence of somebody. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I got a big smile on my face right now.
I'm glad. Now, I will be putting up all the details for both Bajinda and JCAS as well as links to this track. But you'll be able to find it on my brunch page as well. And as I said, you'll be able to find JCAS all over social media at JCAS Music. So this track is called Can I Live? Would you like to introduce it, lads?
Can I say one thing?
Yep.
Shout out the X-Man who's listening right now. Is my second in command up north.
Oh.
So I said I'd give him a shout out on the radio. So there you go, bro.
He's got a cool name, X-Man.
yeah, well, it's a long story.
Maybe not suitable for daytime radio, yeah?
No, not suitable at all.
So would you like to introduce your tracks? I'm going to play it out next.
So this one is called Can I Live? JCAS, Brianna Marin, and the man like
Virginia.
Lovely.
And there we go. This is Eat My Bread Show with the show.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a great day. Take care.
Toes down, wearing my crown, hearing that sound, you know who it is, as I navigate streets, my drip so neat, I'm so unique, you know who it is, I'm Chef City's finest, bars like the Midas, call me your highness, you know where the shine is, I'm hooked on game, method bring pain, injecting out your system, a brand new strain, man's got fire, man's got flames, yesterday is gone, today I'm not the same, they tried to put me down. So then I made a raise and raised me, sent up from cradle to grave.
Listen.
Work smart, play hard, doing my thing.
Listen.
Tech charge, text hard, busting my sling.
Watch.
David bus Goliath,
you know.
And then Goliath fell.
You know.
I guess it's just the way that it goes down, and that is hell. Listen.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen.
Chaka 2 a.m.
Can I live? Can I live?
knowing God, keep my mind right, my ideas never falling. Making dreams real, you can feel me and JKS bringing the best so quick, so fast, as you know this mind's fresh. São mais de mil vontades, mais de mil capacidades, realidades mil, que real são mais de mil atividades. Plante ideias novas, vejo hoje flores desabrochar. Um novo dia nunca deixa de buscar o seu luar. Mundo é belo, é bailarina, gira com magia, gia. E eu virei o passo, então criei o tal patinha tinha. Fortaleci, me disse o mundo, I am a big B. Fui guilhotina, pense game, Santos lá o fim. Enfim, agora corro, volta, dei a volta à cruz. Disse muia nica, que esse winner sai que eu logo puxo. Luz, sangue na caneta vindo das artérias. Eu tô no reinventa.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes. When you try to do your own thing, I guess that's the way it goes.
Listen.
Can I live?
Look, hey yo, no more tears, bun them fears. It takes years to get where we is. Man's on graft, man's on grizzle. Man's don't wanna be Malcolm in middle. Talk about stuck between a rock and a hard place. I'm just trying to live life blessed in a calm space. We don't wanna live that life in an arms race. Gotta keep my focus right out of harm's way. Sway to left, sway to right. When I opened up eyes, I could see more light. Things became lightened, the life more enlightening. See the world for what it is, a lot less frightening. Love's more exciting, hell's more enticing. Rolling with the punches, a lot like Tyson. Biting off ears, and for those that don't hear, I guess I'll have to leave this track running for years. Nodding.
I don't wanna cry no more. Tired of what I've been seeing on my TV screen. Wanna get fly, live more. No matter what I do, the world won't let me. Guess that's the way it goes.
See, I can join in. That gives me so much joy. That is JCass, Can I Live, featuring Brianna Marin and Bajinda. And I love it when I sing along to these tracks that I play that are the independent artists, because that is really, really good. And the only way that tracks get out there is if people listen, and you listen to maybe a couple of playlists, or you hear things on shows like this, and there's loads of other shows like this on Phoenix FM playing independent music, and just give independent musicians a chance, because they're as good as all the people that are at the top. It's just that, you know, as I said, the actual sort of, like, you know, the Beyoncés of this world, and, you know, there's such a, it's such a tiny, tiny amount of people, really, and then everybody else underneath that. So, yeah, give them a listen.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club, and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults, and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, we've got, I think this is Fare's Requiem. Emmanuel Church at Langdon Road, Billericay. Billericay Choral Society will be performing the ever-popular and beautiful Fare Requiem, plus Gloria and John Rutter, as well-known work, as well as baritone Alistair Merry, will be performing solos. Refreshments available at the interval, 7:30pm start. Tickets are £12 in advance and £15 on the door.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98FM. I've got plenty more music coming up after the 12 o'clock news. I've settled in now. I've eaten me low-fat, well, zero-fat yoghurt. I'm feeling nice and relaxed after my terrible journey in. And we'll have another look at the traffic and travel for you as well after 12 and see if that naughty Dartford incident, Dartford Bridge incident, which basically, when the Dartford Bridge goes bad, you can't move. Every single road is jam-packed. And that's where I found myself this morning, sitting in my car going, oh, I'm going to be late for the radio show.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.